The Panthers' offseason conditioning program is in full swing at Bank of America Stadium. Panthers players are doing everything they can to get ready for the 2016 season.
Good drive.
We go through what I call the three P's, preparation, protection, and production. Obviously, preparation starts with education, just teaching our athletes what to do and why to do it, and then develop a plan that helps protect their body armor. If we can do that and they accept the coaching that we're willing to give, then we're going to have the production and the quality of product that we want when those guys head to the field.
Joe Ken was named the NFL's top strength and conditioning coach this season, but don't expect him to take a bow.
That means I've got great football players.
He definitely brings things week in and week out in the training room and the weight room that helps us get better, helps us get stronger. And I think it was pretty evident last season the way we were able to finish the season.
Number one concept, keeping that back arch.
It's an unbelievable opportunity every day to have a chance to learn from a guy like him. You know, a coach that's been doing it as long as he has a lot to give and a lot to teach others. You know, not only as athletes, but it's a privilege and an honor to work on his staff with him and help him win and accomplish our goals as we go through the season.
No one does it alone. I mean, obviously it starts with our players because they're willing to believe in what you're trying to get accomplished. And then it starts with, you know, Coach Rivera, Ryan Vermillion in the training room working hand-to-hand with those guys. Dave Gettleman trusting us, Mr. Richardson trusting us, and then having a quality staff because I don't work with everybody hands-on every single day.
Drive.
With the support of Jason Bengucci and Brent Niedaber, they have no problem pushing for a result.
Go ankling here, 10-yard ankling. Go. A lot of reps now, crank it up.
I think everybody knows, you know, the amount of work it takes to get in to accomplish our goals. And even though we didn't get there last year, I think everybody knows we just got to take an extra step and put a little bit more effort and things will click as we go along. And I think everybody knows what it takes now.
It's no stretch to say that the Panthers get in the heavy lifting during this time of year when there are no on-field practices.
During this month here, you'll see a lot more volume in what we do from a running and a lifting standpoint than you would when they get into practice. Like, there'll be a tremendous amount of reduction in overall volume of what they do in our world once we start OTAs.
Ken says the length of the 2015 season hasn't slowed them down. In fact, they got some extra work with the players when head coach Ron Rivera pushed back OTAs 1 week.
So from our standpoint, instead of having what I'd call a mini block of 2 weeks and 3 weeks, we've had one full training cycle of 4 weeks. So it's worked out well for us.
This is Mike Kraft for Panthers.com.